Hey, welcome back. Welcome. This is Carlos Cavallo from datingadviceguru.com. You ever wondered how you could possibly turn a dating relationship into a real relationship? I mean, what's a real relationship anyways? But how do you get a guy to go from dating to make it something really committed, something real? If you've ever met a great guy and you hit it off, you probably want to know how you can turn a dating relationship into a real relationship. You might even be dating this guy for like weeks or months and you're still wondering, where are we? What are we? Where is this thing going? When a woman's in this kind of a situation where she doesn't know if it's a relationship or a friendship, she has to know how to take a casual dating arrangement and make it a good long-term relationship. Things can be really awkward during those first few weeks of dating, and you don't want to take a chance at scaring your partner off, right? You want to get to that good, comfy part, the fun part. Well, it doesn't matter if you met him online dating or even if you had a one-night stand. You can make this thing work. You can make it into a full-on relationship. If he's the person you really want and you simply just basically have to have a game plan to catch him and go from dating to a relationship. Now, it's a fact that many of these steps I'm about to tell you are what a relationship therapist would tell you about to basically avoid winding up in their office later on. So please heed what I've got to say here. Let's start with step number one. 1 + 1 = 3, not 2. You may have heard a relationship expert tell you that 1 + 1 = 1 in a relationship. Now, this is a big mistake, even if you're just casual with them. This is not the way to develop intimacy with a guy. The argument goes that if you and him are working toward marriage, you have to act as one. This is really unhealthy, and it's a big mistake to make in any relationship. It's a big misunderstanding about how relationships actually work. The real equation of love is 1 + 1 = 3. And this means that when you add you to him, you really have each of you plus that magical third person that's created when you're together. Your relationship is the entity that represents the best of both of you, so it's like a third person. So you don't want this to be something casual or lighthearted. You want it to be for real. What this means for you is that you have to have your own fully developed life before you get together with your partner. I know, because like they say, get a life, right? Guys can sense when a woman is not living her life or if she's pretending while she waits to land the right guy. If he senses that you're doing this, he'll keep things casual for as long as possible. You really do need to be happy single before you get into a relationship. Now, I see clients all the time that think that, you know, when I'm his girlfriend or when we get married, that all of her problems will just magically take care of themselves. And they never do. Pay attention. To turn casual dating into a relationship, he has to see you as a happy, healthy woman who is ready for a loving relationship. Step number two, he needs a quest. Guys don't invest themselves in a relationship that doesn't challenge him as a man. Okay? Really hear me on that one. Guys just don't invest themselves in relationships that don't challenge him. Now, these challenges can come in many forms, and yes, it might sound a little bit silly, but they're a lot like the quests from fairy tales and old stories of chivalry. After all, these stories are legendary because they're based on the reality of how men and women connect. The idea is that if you want him in a monogamous relationship, you have to give him something to work for. You may have heard my story about the kid who gets a car for his 16th birthday, right? This young person gets a nice new car from his parents for free. And of course, he doesn't appreciate it. Why? Because he has no skin in the game, as they say. He didn't really pony up anything. He didn't earn that car. And then nobody is surprised when he doesn't take care of it or the car gets trashed in just a couple of years. But if he had to pay his parents back, oh, you bet he'd feel like he was invested in the deal. He'd value that car. He'd take care of it. The same is true of relationships. He needs to invest himself in you if you want him to be more than a casual boyfriend. If you don't get him to work for you, you'll never know what he's made of. And quite honestly, men need women to give us this kick in the butt to get us moving forward towards our own full potential. Otherwise, we fall into this trap of laziness. This is true for almost every person out there, by the way. You don't want a guy that's looking for a good time. You want a man that can handle the good and bad times. You want a partner in life and love. And this kind of connection is created by giving him things to strive towards in your relationship. If he's not communicating well, you challenge him to work on it. If he's not working on himself, you show him your progress and inspire him. If he's not trying to get further in his work or add to his skills, you show him those opportunities to grow. If you haven't gone on a vacation or a weekend getaway in a while, you basically let him know that you'd like to go somewhere and for him to plan it, even if you split the cost. You see, you got to give him a quest. Give him a quest, a loving task that motivates him to work for more, to work for you. Step number three, let the right one in. It's important that you also choose a man that is compatible with you. He's got to be somewhat like-minded so that you know you're going in the same direction. You can't figure this out on the first date. And I'm not just talking about if you two are compatible with sex. Compatibility is never a problem if you have a solid relationship beforehand. Sexual compatibility is never a problem if you have a solid relationship before. Okay? This is really important. This is one of my quotes that I always say. You'll do whatever it takes to satisfy each other if you're really in love. It's actually more important that you're compatible in attitude. Yeah, attitude is the big one. Compatibility is way more than common interests or good conversation. Sure, it's great that you both went to see Dave Matthews Band in the 90s, but you know, that's not going to ensure your connection stays alive as the years go by. You have to have much more than that to make a casual relationship blossom into a full-on long-term romance and even marriage. Mind you, it's the connection of your beliefs and essential direction in life that matters the most. That's the kind of compatibility that matters. And this is another reason that you want to challenge him so that you know you're getting a quality man. You want a guy that you can count on. And if he hasn't been battle-tested, he could bail out of your relationship at any time. It doesn't matter if you think you know this person from his online profile on a dating site. You're probably smart enough to see through what guys post on online dating sites as being a bit exaggerated. You get the reality of a man when you check him out. Like, it's like a used car. He is a used car, you know. You want to avoid a clunker that's going to leave you stranded years or many, many miles down the road. All right, step number four, half speed, please. Dating will turn into a relationship when you slow things down enough to see what's really happening between you two. It's a long-standing joke, right? There's the woman that's rushing a man to the altar so she can get her diamond ring and her relationship security. Marriage doesn't give you security. Only a solid foundation of respect and communication can do that for you, all right? Really, hear me on this one, because everybody's acting like this isn't true, and it is. Marriage does not give you security. If it did, we wouldn't have divorce, right? This doesn't mean you have to wait until your honeymoon to spend the night at his place, okay? When I say go down to half speed here with your relationship, but you do have to recognize that men do see sex as a big step from going casual to committed with you. The key is pacing your relationship. As a loving partner in a committed relationship, you have to make sure you can put on the brakes when he starts rushing you along. He won't mind if you slow things down. In fact, he's kind of hoping you will. It's important to a guy that we take a good, comfortable pace, and we actually respect you more for setting that pace. Women also have to know how to slow things down when they are going too quick. You know, when you're trying to rush toward a relationship, rush towards a marriage, just to get out of the chore of casual dating. Hey, nobody likes it all that much, but it's a necessary step. If you rush out of dating, you're going to make snap decisions with the wrong guy. Yeah, it sometimes sucks being single, and dating people also sometimes sucks. It's not always fun, but if you're in a hurry to escape that area of your life, that activity of dating, you might find yourself in a really challenging relationship that's even harder to get out of. Take your time. Trust me on this one. Sure, you want to have fun in the process, but you have to always have your foot on the brakes to keep him from running you both off the road. Guys can move fast too, and it's tempting to let him take charge, but I urge you, bide your time. Have some distractions and a good group of friends, girlfriends that you can share a bottle of wine with to keep you from hurrying and, you know, commiserate a little. Step number five, hey, I'm talking here. Conversation, especially about feelings, is a big deal in a relationship. In fact, it's this one detail that will probably make all the difference in your relationship with him if you want to stop being casual and get a lot more committed. Dating and relationships are not a man's strong suit. We just wing it, to be honest. We love women, but we don't always understand you. So it's up to you to steer your relationship with men, because he won't. Guys think it's all just fun and games for the first few weeks as we try to get you into bed. So it's up to you to steer things constructively. And your advantage as a woman is conversation, using words and language. So how do you get a person to open up their heart to you and to be able to talk about their feelings? The best way is to make sure your partner feels safe. The guy has to trust you to open this sacred part of his world up. Make them feel bad, and you're good. Step number 6, stop hooking up. Casual dating is full of dates that turn into hookups, aka booty calls, aka one night stands. If you don't want to be another one of his friends with benefits, you need to put an end to the pattern of him coming over on a whim just so you two can get it on. Now, I'm not saying you have to put an end to all physical intimacy, but you do have to put an end to the kind that lets him use you instead of respect you as a person. If you don't want to be friends with him, or just friends with him, or wind up friends with every guy that you date, well, you have to be willing to push the limits here. He has to respect that the sexy times happen as part of a committed and loving relationship, not part of a friendship. If you think he's just going to dump you for another person if you start refusing him, well, then you'll never get him to see you as more than a sex toy. He needs to see you as a person with feelings and a plan for your future before he's going to stop being so casual about your relationship. If you gently steer him towards taking you out, inviting you over, meeting his friends, and all those other things people do as a real couple, you'll be a whole lot closer to him. Step number 7, you're not off the market. What I'm talking about here is that you don't rush into committing to a man that hasn't made a commitment to you. This is a tough one for many women to go along with for many reasons. And really what I'm talking about here is the ability to keep seeing other guys. Until you've got a good one on the hook, you are still out there meeting new men. And this is, again, this is really tough for women to go along with for a lot of reasons. Number one, she's afraid if her man finds out that she's still dating, that he's going to lose interest in her. Have you ever lost interest in a guy because he was dating someone else? No. If anything, I'll bet you even got more interested in him. Yeah, admit it to yourself. You probably even fantasized about him quite a bit. Maybe even them breaking up so that you could have him. Everybody does that. Don't worry about it. Number 2, many women think it's slutty to see more than one guy at a time. But I'm not saying you should sleep with more than one man, only that you keep your options open. Number 3, if you stop dating other men just because you think you found the one, well, that's when he senses your focus on him like a laser, and it's going to freak him out. It'll probably cause a lot more problems. And number 4, this is tough for you because some women think this is somehow dishonest or unfair in some way, right? Many women think that it's actually wrong to date more than one man, like it's a moral wrong thing to do. Where did this belief come from? And how is it that men get away with it all the time? Why is it not wrong for them, but we accept it, right? It's an equal opportunity dating market out there, my dear. But the reality is that there are just as many reasons why you should keep meeting guys, even if you don't date them. Number 1, you have a safety cushion for your self-esteem. If this guy doesn't work out, there's another one in your life you can move on to, or at least start looking at, right? Number 2, if you stop dating other men just because you think you found the one, right? Well, I just said this a minute ago. That's when he's going to think you're just focused on him too much, and it can make him a little freaked out. Number 3, you get to compare and contrast different guys. Yeah, this is actually far more important than you might imagine. You got to be able to see different men and see how they behave so you can see what behaviors work for you, what kind of personality things work for you, and what things don't work for you. Number 4, you won't get all insecure if the guy you're currently dating starts getting weird on you or he ghosts you, right? If you're all focused on that guy, it's going to freak you out. You won't be so focused and consumed by one guy. And number 5, your relaxed, abundant attitude will actually make you more attractive to all the men you talk to. Look, it's not the 1400s or the 1600s anymore. Women have every right to shop around for a guy. And even back then, I hate to tell you this, but they did it then. And basically, you've got the right to shop around for a guy and just not take whatever happens to be thrown in your cart or whatever happens to chat you up at Starbucks. Just because you go out on a date with some guy doesn't mean you're on the track to engagement. It's just a try before you buy. Here's the truth. Diamonds are valuable only because we think they're scarce. Diamonds are not scarce, by the way. You may not know this. Diamonds are very, very common. In fact, diamonds are the most abundant gem there is. You don't believe me? There's articles about this out there on the internet. You don't even need me. Go look it up. Diamonds are very, very common. You are the same way. You're shopping for a guy that will find you rare and valuable. I mean, yeah, there's millions of women out there, billions of women, but he has to feel that you are the rare one he wants if he's going to buy you and take you off the market. So you need to keep meeting people until you found Mr. Right and he's proposed. Otherwise, you might settle for some guy just because he seems less interested in the relationship than you are, and you got tricked into chasing him, or just being his casual weekend sex partner. Yep, back to that booty call thing again. Don't ever settle for weak promises and a non-committal man. The only way to really get a man realizing your value is to just let him see that you are desired by other men. This is healthy. All the best relationships that I've counseled and coached, I've looked at all of them, and all of them have this in common. The woman is okay letting her man know that other guys still want her. That keeps the fire alive. That keeps the spark alive. If you hide that other guys are interested in you, he'll never learn it. And men don't just suddenly wake up. They don't suddenly wake up and realize that you're a great catch, and they don't chase you through the airport anywhere but in the movies. Even if you do wind up dating only this one guy, he doesn't have to know anything. He doesn't have to know that he's the only guy. You just don't want to give him the illusion that you're all won over, right? You're all his suddenly, because then he's going to get cocky and he's going to lose his motivation. We work hardest for the things we do not have yet. Remember that. It's a truism of life. No matter how much you want it to be different, it's always true. Hey, this is Carl Scavallo from DatingAdviceGuru.com. If you want to know more about how to really get a guy to commit to you, I got a little secret for you. Go on over to datingadviceguru.com/Cupid. datingadviceguru.com/Cupid, where I'll tell you exactly how commitment really works with a guy with the Cupid effect. Go on over and watch my free presentation on that. It's a great little video. datingadviceguru.com/Cupid. I'll be talking again soon. Hey, what do I always say? You know it. Say it with me. As always, live and love with passion.
DatingAdviceGuru.com, the Dating Advice Guru podcast and YouTube content, and all content herein is copyright Morpheus Productions, LLC. Feel free to contact Carlos at www.datingadviceguru.com, on the forum, or click the Ask Carlos link on the site. We welcome your comments and questions.